Welcome to the Internet Fundamentals course, courtesy of Access Technology Institute. I'm pleased you could join me again this week. Today we are going to discuss frames on the Internet. There are sample files which accompany this lesson, and in order to access them, please pay a visit to accesstechnologyinstitute.com/mainmenu/. Once again, the address: www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com/mainmenu/. Run main menu together, M-A-I-N-M-E-N-U. Once you access that page, you'll want to tab to listen to and download the Internet class. You will find the lessons listed on this page. Today we're going to discuss Class 2, Frames. Frames on the Internet take multiple pages and display them in one document. It is very much like having a window with panes within the window. They are separated by those little slats of wood. Well, in this case, on the Internet, they are separated by boundaries that can be navigated through the use of your virtual cursor or MSAA mode, or through special keyboarding commands of Windows and your screen reader. Frames take multiple pages and display them in sections of a single document. The frames you're going to access today take links that are displayed in the left-hand side of the document and display them in the right-hand side of the document. Let's see if I can explain this a little bit better. You have a series of buttons on the left-hand side of a panel. And as you press a button, a picture is displayed on the right-hand side of the panel, or text appears. And each time you press the button, the right-hand side of the panel is overwritten with the information that you selected. That is how frames work. That left panel always remains the same. Now, frames can be created vertically or horizontally. GWMicro.com is a sample of a page that has horizontal frames. At the top of the document is a frame which has all of the navigation links. And as you select a link, the page is displayed on the bottom of the document. In the frames you are about to access today, we have a panel on the left-hand side which has all of the links. And on the right-hand side is the page where the associated web pages will be displayed. Each page will overwrite the next as you select links on the page. It may sound a little bit complicated, but as you start to access the frames, I think you'll see it really does make sense. When you access the first framed document within this lesson, you will hear your screen reader announce that you are in a framed document. It's very important that you listen to your screen reader and start to let it finish before you start pressing that escape key or the control key or the tab key to move about the document. You want to hear the information that the screen reader is offering you when the page first loads. In the case of the second page in this lesson, you're going to hear that there are two frames. One is a navigation frame and the other is the main frame. As you select links within the navigation frame, the text within the main frame will be overwritten to display the new document. It is possible to navigate a framed document without any special keyboarding. As you move up and down the document with your standard Windows navigation or special screen reading commands, you will find yourself moving from frame 1 to frame 2 to frame 3, etc. You don't need any special keyboarding commands at all. It'll navigate seamlessly from one frame to the next until you hit the end of the document. But there may be times you would like to skip from the navigation frame to the main frame and read the text within that frame. This is easily accomplished through special keyboarding commands. Pressing Control Tab will cycle the focus forward among the frames within the document. Control-Shift-Tab will cycle the focus backward among frames within a web page document. The way the screen readers handle these two commands is slightly different. WindowEyes users will hit the end of the road. When you hit that last frame, you're just going to get the Windows default sound because you can't go any further. You're on the last frame. You need to reverse your motion with Control-Shift-Tab. JAWS users are going to go in a circle. You will go from frame to frame to frame to address bar to frame to frame to frame to address bar. You're going to go in a circle, a never-ending circle. You'll never hit the end of the road. So the way the screen readers handle frames is slightly different, but you still have the ability to navigate successfully. Listen to what your screen reader says as you navigate through the frames. It's important that you listen to your screen reader. If you'd like to go to the top of the first frame, Control Home will take you to the top of the document. That is the top of the first frame. If you'd like to go to the bottom of the last frame, Control End will take you to the bottom of the last frame. WindowEyes users have additional keyboard commands. Insert Home will move the focus to the top of the currently focused frame. Insert End will move the focus to the bottom of the currently focused frame. So you can navigate your frames with Control Tab and Control Shift Tab. Go to the top of the first frame, the bottom of the last frame, and WindowEyes users have the added feature of going to the top or bottom of the currently focused frame. Now realize, WindowEyes users, that Insert Home and Insert End is specific to your screen reader. That's a feature built in by GW Micro. JAWS users, let's now talk about your frames list. Obviously, you can use your links list to look at all of the links within the document. And you're not limited to just the links within one frame. If you activate your links list, you are going to see all the links for every one of the frames within the document. Within JAWS for Windows, pressing Insert F9 will open the frames list. This opens a dialog with a list of all of the frames in the document. I've taken special care to name the frames within my document. You will find Navigation and Main. But there will be some web designers who don't take the time to name their frames. And you may just find Frame 1, Frame 2, Frame 3, Frame 4, maybe Navigation or Nav, Bar, and Main. Main is a pretty good bet that you're going to find the main content of the page. And Navigation or Nav Bar will usually be the navigation frame where you can find all of the links that will load into the main frame. Use your arrow keys or the first letter of the item for which you're searching, and when you find the frame you'd like to activate, just press Enter. The focus of the cursor will be placed at the top of the frame, and then you can begin to navigate and read that particular frame. Very straightforward. Insert F9 loads the frame list. Use your arrow keys or the first letter of the item for which you're searching, and then press Enter on the frame you would like to bring into focus. WindowEyes users, you also have a frames list, but it is incorporated into your links list. Once again, if you press Insert Tab, you will bring up a list of your links. And again, this is the links on the entire document, not just one frame. When you are in your links list, you have the ability to change the focus of the list to frames. You can tab to the list of radio buttons and use your arrow keys to select frames, or you can just press Alt-R. When you press Alt-R within your links list, the list box changes and it reflects the frames within the document. And again, I've taken special care to name my frames, but if you don't have any frames named, you may hear some kind of unusual names and you will need to select from those names and just take your chance that you're hitting the frame in which you're interested. Again, Navbar or Navigation usually is the list of links that will allow you to load documents into the main frame. And Main is a pretty safe bet that that is where the main text within the document is located. Once again, you also have the ability to move backward and forward with Control Tab and Control Shift Tab. And Insert Home and Insert End take you to the top or bottom of the currently focused frame. So you have the ability to navigate frames with ease through the use of your screen reader. Frames are used in a variety of web pages. They're becoming more and more frequent because they allow for that static list of links to be visible while still allowing access to information which is important to be able to access. A typical example might be a list of states on the left-hand side of the display. Maybe this list of states offers you newspapers in a variety of states. You select California, and on the right-hand side, all of the newspapers within California becomes displayed. You decide that you'd like to read the Sacramento Bee. You select the Sacramento Bee, and it loads in the right-hand frame. You peruse the Sacramento Bee for a while, and then you think to yourself, I'm wondering what's happening in Texas. I'd like to read the Houston Chronicle. Well, normally, in standard navigation, you'd have to use your alt-left arrow, your backspace, or your history list to find that initial page where all of the newspapers were listed. But with frames, you have the ability to simply load your frames list and select Texas, or press Control-Tab and tab down to Texas, or look at your links list and find Texas. Pressing Enter on Texas loads Texas into the right-hand frame, while that list of states remains static on the left-hand side. Now, there are some pages that will force a breakout of frames. They don't like to have their pages displayed in frames, and there is some scripting that can be placed within documents that will break out of frames, and you will have to back yourself out to find that frame once more where the list of states is located. But for the most part, you will be able to stay within your frames and navigate back to that list of states at any time. It's a real nice feature of the internet and of web page design that is becoming more and more frequently used, but people are afraid of them. People think that frames are not accessible because we're using screen readers. But I think, as you can see, they're actually quite accessible. I'd like you to take some time to explore the framed documents I've created for you at Access Technology Institute. They really are very accessible. Let me review one more time. JAWS for Windows users, Control-Tab and Control-Shift-Tab will cycle you among the frames and the address bar. Control-Tab moving you forward, Control-Shift-Tab moving you backward. You can look at all of the links within the document by pressing your Insert F7 and navigating your links list. You can focus on a link, or you can activate a link, as you learned in the last lesson. To view your list of frames, press Insert F9, and you can use your up and down arrow keys, or the first letter of the frame for which you're searching, to navigate among the frames. Press Enter, and you are focused within that frame and can begin to read the document. Control Home will move you to the top of the first frame, Control End to the bottom of the last frame. When you press Enter on any of the links within the navigation frame, the document will load into the main frame, in this case the right-hand side of the display. And you will find that there are four links within this document, and I encourage you to explore them. WindowWise users. You also have the ability to navigate with Control-Tab and Control-Shift-Tab, but you're going to reach the end of the line. When you hit the last frame, you can't go forward anymore. When you hit the first frame, you can't go in reverse anymore. You can load your links list with your Insert tab and look at all of the links within your framed documents. Again, all of the links within every frame, not just one. If you'd like to change it to a framed list, a frames list, press Insert R, or tab to your radio buttons and select frames. You may then use your arrow key to select from a frame that you'd like to access and press Enter. The first letter of the item will also work. You will be placed at the top of the frame and you can commence reading. At any time, if you'd like to move to the top of the first frame, press Control Home. The bottom of the last frame, Control End. The top of the current frame, Insert Home. The bottom of the current frame, Insert End. Frames. Absolutely accessible through the use of your screen reading technology. I hope now that as you're traveling across the World Wide Web and exploring the variety of web pages available to you, that you will take some time to explore the framed documents. Don't dismiss them as inaccessible, because they're completely accessible, and this lesson I hope will illustrate all of the skills necessary for you to access frames on the World Wide Web. Thank you for sharing this time with me. I appreciate your participating in this online course offered by ACB Radio's Main Menu and Access Technology Institute. If you'd like to visit me on the World Wide Web, please pay a visit to www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com or email me, Kathy@accesstechnologyinstitute.com. I look forward to hearing your thoughts and feedback, and I look forward to seeing you next week on ACB Radio's Main Menu.